Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has asked, why do folks make such a fuss about growing old? All it takes is a little time. We appreciate the opportunity of our Bible study together. We do hope that as we look to the Word of God, we'll be able to learn something that will be helpful to us. We do appreciate this opportunity of study concerning the Word of God. The things that are revealed in the Bible are things that God intended for you and I to know, and through that knowledge of those things, to be guided in a proper way during our lifetime. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29 and verse 29, we read this statement, "The secret things belong to God, but those things that are revealed to us and to our children." In other words, he's simply saying there are some things that God did not choose to reveal unto us. A similar statement to that is found in the book of John, when the record says, "Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." In other words, there are some things you needed to know about Jesus, about his life and about his teaching, about the things that he said while he was here upon the earth. But there are some things that are not necessary for you to know, and so those things are not revealed. But note, the passage indicates the things that have been revealed, those are things that would make believers out of us and help us to be able to accept the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So, in John 20, 30 and 31, the record tells us God revealed the things about Jesus' life that we needed to know. The things that we did not need to know, he didn't tell us about. Well, that is also stated in the passage we looked at in Deuteronomy chapter 29. There are some things that God just kept to himself. Some things that he did not tell us about because they're not necessary for us to know. Well, certainly all of us have questions. We read the Bible and we read things that are recorded in the Word of God, and we have questions that come to our mind that there is no immediate answer for. I can't go to a passage in the Bible and say, well, this is the fact because here's what the Bible says about it, because God just simply did not reveal those things to us. There are some things, then, that I can study about and know because God has said so. But there are some things that he did not reveal to me, and therefore those are some things that I cannot know. Now, I'd like for you to look at the fact that there are some things that are not known and that cannot be known because God hasn't revealed them, but there are also some things that cannot be known because God's revelation contradicts those particular things. In other words, there are people sometimes who say, well, I know this about the Bible, and then make an observation that is not based on Bible teaching. They can't know that because God hasn't revealed that. And so when they make their observation, they're making some statement which is contrary and contradictory to what God says in his Word. Now, what I'd like to study with you this week is some things that we just simply cannot know, and the reason we cannot know them is not because God didn't reveal them, but rather because God revealed these things that would contradict those particular positions. You can't know something to be right when God has said it's not right. And so that's the area we'd like to look at in our study this week. First of all, let me suggest to you that there isn't any man in the world who can know that God will save us separate from our obedience to the will of God. Now, I know there are a number of people who try to tell us obedience is not important. It is not necessary. But the reason no man can know that God will save us without our obedience is because God in his revelation has told us that he will not save us without obedience. Friends, it should not surprise us that God requires obedience. He did that from the very beginning. He placed man in the garden, and he gave him all of the things that are in the garden to enjoy, with the exception of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was told, "In the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Now, God required obedience. God required that man do what God said along this particular line. Well, of course, man didn't listen. Man was disobedient, and so as a result of it, sin came into the world. And, of course, then later sin resulted from the first sin that was committed. But the idea was, God gave a law right there in the beginning. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat thereof. Now, I remember someone coming along in the form of a serpent and telling man that you don't need to worry about it because you're not going to surely die. It's not going to happen. You're going to be all right. Go ahead and do what God said for you not to do. Isn't that disobedience? Isn't that a person doing something that God has said you must not do? So how could someone come along and tell us today you don't have to be obedient in order to be saved? There are a number of preachers who teach the doctrine of faith alone, faith only, or grace alone, grace only, and they give the impression that there isn't anything you have to do in order to be saved. Frequently we hear preachers saying, "Jesus did it all. God did everything for us. There isn't anything that we can do in regard to salvation." Well, that excludes obedience, doesn't it? But the Bible teaches the very opposite of that, and so we cannot know that God will save us without obedience because it contradicts the Word of God. Look at some passages. First of all, look at Matthew 7 and verse 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven." When we use the term doeth, doesn't that imply the idea of obedience? It's not the one who says, "Lord, Lord," who's going to go to heaven necessarily, but the one who does the will of the Father in heaven. It amazes me that there's anybody who could read the Bible and read any portion of the Bible and come out with the idea you don't have to obey commands that have been given by God. You can't know that, friends, because the Bible reveals that obedience is required. In the book of James, chapter 1, James begins pointing that out when he tells us, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Then he tells us that a man looks into the word of God, and then sometimes looks away without doing anything about it. He said he's like a man who looks into a mirror, and he sees what he looks like, but then turns away without doing anything to correct the condition. He indicates the fact that this man is a forgetful hearer and therefore has not profited from looking into the Word of God. Well, friends, a person who knows God's will but does not obey the will of God cannot be saved. The Bible teaches obedience is necessary. Well, we appreciate your talking with us today about this particular subject, and we hope that you'll be listening again tomorrow. Let me remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.